Okay, I've got here now a food that isn't typically associated with Easter, but stay with me. This is a tomato. If I was to cut that tomato in half and look inside, then I would see lots of seeds inside it. And if I was to take one of those seeds and put it in my pocket and leave it there, then probably not much would happen. In fact, I don't think anything would happen because a seed on its own is just a seed. But there's something else I could have done with that seed. If I was to take it and plant it in this pot, and I could bury it in the earth. And at first it might seem like nothing has happened. In fact, it might even seem like the seed was forgotten about. It's just dead and buried in the earth. After a while, once that seed's been buried, something amazing would start to happen. The seed would start to grow into a plant, and the plant would grow bigger and bigger, and on that plant would grow more tomatoes, and inside each of those tomatoes would be more seeds. I wonder, does anyone have an idea how many seeds are in a single tomato? They reckon there's up to 200 seeds in a single tomato. I don't know who counted them, but I'm just taking their word for it. Up to 200 seeds in a single tomato. And from each of those seeds, there's the potential, when they're put in the ground and buried, that they will grow and produce all these new tomatoes, and each of those tomatoes will produce more seeds. So from one seed, you can have thousands more seeds. And it's only when that one seed that was planted and seemed to have died in the ground was able to bring new life to all of those seeds. And in the verses that Connie just read to us, Jesus said that he was a bit like a seed. This is what he said. He said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Now here, Jesus wasn't actually talking about wheat or tomato seeds. He was actually talking about himself. Because Jesus knew that in the same way a seed is buried in the ground, that in a few days' time, he was going to be killed and buried. And that's what we remember in the run-up to Easter. And like a seed, Jesus dying and being buried caused something amazing to happen. Just like the seed in the earth is able to bring many new seeds to life, through Jesus' death, he's able to bring many people to new life. And not just a few people, or hundreds of people, or thousands of people, but millions and millions of people. Because the Bible tells us that everyone who trusts in Jesus will have eternal life and live with him forever in heaven. And that's the amazing truth that we celebrate at Easter. But it's only when that seed seems to have died that it gives life to lots of seeds. And in the same way, Jesus' death gives life, eternal life, to lots of people. And I'm going to pray now. Father God, we have so much to thank you for. We thank you for seeds that grow and the food that that gives us to eat. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, who died so that we could have eternal life. Amen.